Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Hansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through your social channels. And now, clearly, because you are hearing our joyous voices, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, how does the cat have this much fur in the house worthy, I'm out of bread and flour worthy, when is quarantine over worthy, I need some optimism worthy podcast. Today is April 13th, 2020. Here are today's top solutions. And Summers, clearly you're feeling just as stir crazy as I am. I was able to get a 25-pound bag of flour over the weekend, so that's good.
That's amazing. I'm very impressed.
I was also able to get a whole case of toilet paper because I did the crazy thing and went to Costco and stood in line wearing my mask. And, you know, it was like a whole different world that we're living in right now. All right. I'm not going to venture out like that again for a long time.
I am very proud of you for venturing out and for being safe in doing it. I am definitely a little stir crazy. I will say that in the cycle of grief on this one, I am currently in an acceptance phase and feeling totally okay with wearing sweatpants and hanging out with my cats while working. So
I'm glad you're feeling that way, Summers. I'm not sure where I'm at yet. All right, but in our first solution story today, which is from our policymaking section on the Optimist Daily, coronavirus exposed the social safety net for what it truly is, a good idea. While there are many grim aspects of coronavirus and the ensuing quarantine, we cannot deny that some very positive developments are taking place. At the policy level, many of the ideas that were once deemed crazy are now being seen as viable, even essential. Suddenly, even federal lawmakers who have long resisted these policy ideas are embracing paid sick leave, employment protections for contract workers, and even direct cash payments to people as solutions. In a recent poll commissioned by the National League of Cities and conducted by Morning Consult, 85% of Americans supported mandating employers to provide emergency paid sick leave in response to the spread of coronavirus. These types of numbers reflect a growing group of Americans realizing, at least for the short term, that we are all in this together. Paid sick leave was popular even in earlier opinion polls when there wasn't any national action, but at the level of support has increased dramatically. Even taxes, the American third rail in politics, are not off the table. Fully 80% of Americans would support a tax hike with broad bipartisan support to control the spread of the virus and support those most affected by COVID-19. The biggest idea to gain support from all of this, however, is direct cash payments from the federal government to citizens. Other than Andrew Yang, no major politicians were advocating for this kind of basic income, which provides people with a monthly stipend to cover their basic needs. It seemed no more than a glint in Yang's eyes that we would see such a thing happen at the national level, but now we have the IRS getting set to make direct cash payments. With talks of a fourth stimulus package and more on the way, it is not inconceivable that this is only the first direct cash payment from the federal government. These measures have been passed to respond to the unprecedented nature of COVID-19 and the economic shutdown related to the pandemic. But they also show that what sometimes seems improbable can suddenly become quite mainstream. As many city leaders who have been championing policies like paid sick leave and expanded worker protections will attest, not only are these programs incredibly popular with constituents, but they can and do transform lives.
It'll be interesting, Christy, to see what the next chapter is for our world. Last week, we talked about Spain's basic income investigation, and you know, there's just a lot ahead and new stuff is on the table, which I think is exciting.
Yeah, it is. And we don't know how this will affect, but we really do need to think differently and think more progressively in how we're going to get people support during this time.
In the building community section of the Optimist Daily, New York landlord waives April rent amid COVID-19 crisis. COVID-19 has many of us worrying about our health and economic futures. And for individuals who are unemployed as a result of the crisis, the question of how to pay rent this month is a very pressing concern. Fortunately, there are people in the world like Mario Salerno, a landlord in New York, who is lightening the burden for 200 residents by waiving rent for the month of April. Salerno owns 80 apartments across Williamsburg and Greenpoint, Brooklyn. He was motivated to take action after many of his tenants expressed concern about their ability to pay rent given high unemployment rates. On March 30th, he left notes on the doors of all of his tenants informing them that the rent was waived for April. Salerno says, "Right now, making sure his residents are healthy is what's most important. Don't worry about paying me. Worry about your neighbor and worry about your family," he said. And while this isn't an option for every landlord, this is such a lovely, bright spot and bright story for someone who's making a solution that they are able to make. So thank you, Mr. Salerno.
Yeah, it's a really nice story. It is true, though, that many landlords actually have mortgage payments. And unless we had top-down action on this from local or state governments, it'd be hard to really do a whole rent forgiveness across the board, although it'd be a really good thing.
Well, and that harkens back to the story you just read about new possible solutions. Mm-hmm. I love to see a solution where we could maybe lower the cost of healthcare and insurance payments for everyone at this time. That's probably third rail. So
on to the next solution. And this is one of my favorites from the last couple of weeks. This is from our business section. A wave of online orders allowed Powell's Books to rehire 100 employees. And Powell's is one of my favorite bookstores in the country, in the world, probably. And some of our readers may know about them. The famous Powell's Books in Portland, Oregon is a book lover's dream and a local institution. In the face of COVID-19, the store was forced to close its doors and lay off 300 employees. But now, thanks to a wave of online orders, they have hired back 100 staff members. The rehiring process began to meet demands of large numbers of online orders placed by customers seeking to support the bookstore, which has been a key part of the Portland community since 1971. CEO Emily Powell said, quote, "Your kind words, messages of encouragement, ideas for perseverance, and orders for books have taken all of our breath away." According to Powell, the rehired employees are working full-time and receiving benefits. COVID-19 has hit most businesses very hard, and bookstores facing online competition were already vulnerable even before the crisis. If you're looking for some literature to keep yourself entertained while isolating, we encourage you to reach out to local bookstores and use your dollars to support small sellers in need.
Another great positive solution. And switching gears a bit from COVID-19 and all of the positive emotional contagion, we are moving into the design section of the Optimist Daily. Why jute is one of the most promising alternatives we have to plastic. Even though we are aware of the awful effects of plastic pollution, the detrimental environmental phenomenon continues today. Part of the problem is that plastic is such a durable, accessible material that can be used for a wide range of things, such as shipping and packaging. Despite this, we know we must find replacements for synthetic materials that last forever, even though we use them primarily for short-term purposes. One potential replacement is jute, a vegetable fiber that comes primarily from the species Corchorus olitoris and Corchorus capsularis, and material that is readily available, biodegradable, and affordable. If you need help visualizing jute, think of the large sacks that coffee beans often come in. Jute is grown in countries in Southeast Asia, including India and Bangladesh. The climate of these nations allows jute to grow throughout the year, and its production process is reasonably simple. Right after cotton, jute is considered one of the most affordable natural fibers in its range of uses and production volume. This organic material has gained enormous significance in the last years due to its benefits. It doesn't require a lot of farming space, is biodegradable, sustainable, and has low production costs. On top of that, jute requires, for growth, less water than most crops, and can enhance the fertility of soil if crop rotation techniques are employed. At the moment, countless products can be made with the all-natural jute, such as reusable bags, chair coverings, and curtains. One company that is already producing a wide range of jute products is Daiute, based in Spain. Jute embodies the necessary conditions that may reverse the course of our plastic problem that is not sustainable and that we can no longer fail to substitute. For that reason, it's worth consideration as a more sustainable material.
Well, and this is a cool story, Summers, just because it reminds us that there's still a lot of things that are going on around the world that do not have anything to do with this pandemic, which is good. And it's sometimes hard to remember that when we're all so focused on it every day and it's really affected our lives.
Well, and that is an opportunity we have right now, is to really shift into a problem-solving mindset. Being so motivated to watch the whole world collaborate around a problem-solving mindset about the coronavirus, let's continue to galvanize that way of thinking and advance other problems in the world. So I'm excited just by that capacity for human creative thought.
Absolutely. And another one is for our final story today from our technology section. Novel laser technique turns metal surfaces into instant bacteria killers. Bacteria are known to live on surfaces for days, making it really easy for them to spread from one place to another with the help of humans. But what if frequently touched surfaces, such as doorknobs, could instantly kill them off? Well, that may soon be possible thanks to Purdue University engineers who have created a laser treatment method that could potentially turn any metal surface into a rapid bacteria killer just by giving the metal surface a different texture. In a new study, the scientists demonstrated that the technique allows surfaces of copper to immediately kill off superbugs such as MRSA. And while copper is already known for having great antimicrobial properties, it typically takes hours for brass surfaces to kill off the bugs. A new laser technique, however, can effectively enhance these bacteria-killing properties by creating nanoscale patterns on the metal surface. The patterns produce a rugged texture that increases surface area, allowing more opportunity for bacteria to hit the surface and rupture in one spot. Metals such as copper normally have a really smooth surface, which makes it difficult for the metal to kill bacteria by contact. The research team has begun testing the technology on surfaces of other metals and polymers used to reduce risk of bacterial growth and biofilm formation on devices such as orthopedic implants or wearable patches for chronic wounds. Giving implants an antimicrobial surface would prevent the spread of infection and microbial resistance because there wouldn't be a need for antibiotics to kill off these bacteria from an implant surface. Due to the simplicity and scalability of the technique, the researchers believe that it could easily translate into existing medical device manufacturing processes. And that's it for our solutions today, Summers. I feel like both of us are a little bit less bubbly than our normal selves, but there's really good stuff happening all over the world, and we just have to keep our minds focused on the solutions that are out there and not get caught up in the negative.
Christy, I have to tell you, I tried your Cassandra yoga over the weekend, the 10 minutes, and I did. It was very exciting. I tried it while Brennan was hanging out in her pack and play, and we got through about 3 minutes, and it was the best 3 minutes of my weekend. I am in love with my life.
That's a good one. Well, in today's affirmation, which I haven't done my yoga practice yet this morning because it's been a little slow Monday. But the affirmation for today is I allow myself to play and be silly. And that's why I'm not up yet, is because I haven't done my yoga with that affirmation.
I love it. We're playing and being silly. Well, thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update and for playing and being silly with us this morning. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. For just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness in addressing our world's biggest changes with a problem-solving mindset.
Thanks, Christy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Summers, and thanks everyone for listening.